Welcome to the Denim and Pearls Podcast. Business casual conversation laced with pearls of wisdom. Casual, authentic, unscripted dialogue about life, work, and entrepreneurship with the perfect blend of laughter and seriousness. Pull up a chair, kick back, and lean in as we welcome your hosts, Michelle Ross and Brian Swanson.
Howdy.
We're there. How are you? It's been one of those few days.
It has. Hello, my name is Michelle Ross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch.
Proverbial.
Well,
I guess I didn't go to any of those high and mighty schools like you did, Doc.
I went to B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E Bellevue West High School.
Oh, you sound like you went to like Brown or something, you know, and Dr. Ross.
Well, I was accepted into Brown and MIT and Harvard.
You are one of those smart ones.
I'm one of those smart ones.
Oh, my.
We just didn't have the money for me to go.
Oh, who does these days? Well, even in those days.
I'll say in those days we didn't either.
Things haven't changed much. They've just gotten worse. So anyway, welcome to Denim and Pearls. What?
Your vibe
attracts your tribe is our topic today.
We don't know why.
However, we got to make sure that you like and share and do all those other fun things that social media requires you to do. So check us out on Rumble. Check us out on Facebook. Go to all those kind of things. Take care. You know the story. I don't have to tell
push
you.
Push the buttons.
You know, push the buttons.
Help. Or we need somebody. Help.
As they say, crush that button down below. Wherever it
whatever
might
it may
be.
It's probably right.
So anyway, your tribe attracts your vibe. Yeah.
Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Sounds like an old rap song.
Yes. Well.
So what are we talking
about?
Tribe
your vibe. Well.
Okay. She's lost it,
what
folks.
Brought this into me is I have been having a rough couple of days, which means I have been eating chocolate.
And so what's wrong with that?
Been eating a lot of chocolate. And in these chocolates, they have little sayings inside of them. And I keep getting the same one over and over again.
Oh, really?
Okay. Because your vibe attracts your tribe.
Right. So in other words, it's front and center today. So what does it mean?
It means your energy attracts the people who are around you. But consequently, the energy of the people that you hang around with can also change yours. So what I realized in the past couple of days is I told Brian this, that when I went to New Orleans, I got very ill. I got messed up there. I did not like it there. I felt bad. Everything about it was horrible to me.
Bad juju.
It was bad juju. But when I came home, I got really depressed and I couldn't pull myself out of it. And that's very unusual for me because normally I do. Okay, I'll snap out of it. You know, I'll have one piece of chocolate. I'll be good. Well, I've eaten pretty much half this jar. And that's not like me. And so I've been hanging out with Brian doing something's wrong. I don't feel like myself. Maybe it's sinuses. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. And then I realized I was in New Orleans with a whole bunch of strangers with a negative vibe. I'm very sensitive to that kind of energy. And I think I brought it home with me. And so
you like pack it in your suitcase or what?
I think it was hanging on my back, honestly. I mean, my whole body hurt. It was weird. I wasn't sick. I just hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday, and this is why your vibe attracts your tribe is so high in my list right now. One, the chocolate has been telling me your vibe attracts your tribe over and over and over again with all the chocolates I keep eating. I'm pretty sure I don't have a bag of just that. So Brian took me up to Denver and we got to hang out with some really fun, sweet people. And then we got to go sing at Blush and Blue with my sister's karaoke show and my son. And I told Brian, that's what I needed.
Yeah, it was like a family affair last night.
But I told him that's what I needed. I needed to be around people who were just generally happy people. And it just, I almost felt like this weight lift off of me. I'm normally the source of positivity and happiness. So to be able to be stuck in this gloom and doom, no future is possible kind of thought mentality is completely not me. And chocolate did not work. So I wanted to talk about the
chocolate's an aphrodisiac, right? So it's kind of the wrong lines.
Oh, it didn't do crap for me. it just made me full. But anyways, the reason I wanted to talk about your vibe attracts your tribe is in our businesses and our lives, we don't realize that sometimes we are around something that doesn't suit us or doesn't feed us. Right. And I know for many years, I think for you too, earlier in your years, well, no, you like that job. Well, anyways, I'll have to answer for myself. For many years, I was in a job I absolutely hated. And I was always sick. I hated that job. I hated waking up to go to it. I hated having to come back from lunch to go to it. And I was always sick. And I was always hurting.
I think a lot of people, I mean, I don't want to really cut you off, but I do.
Yeah.
there's a lot of people out there that feel that way every single day because they do go to a job. They go to work. It's the same old routine. In fact, even as an entrepreneur, I've got the freedom to do what, go when, all those other kind of good things. However, on the other side of it, I also think, you know, I'm always constantly doing something because entrepreneurship doesn't stop. It's one of those things, it runs around the clock 24/7 and you're always doing it. It doesn't matter if it's a holiday or nothing like that, unless you set your own guidelines, okay? But then I sit and I look and I go, you know, if I had a job, I would work from 9 to 5, get off of work, be able to do this around the house, or maybe take a vacation on the weekends. I think about those kind of things, but then you get caught. You really get, you know, the difference between a rut and a grave concept of yours. Okay. When you put all of that together, we sometimes get stuck into that spot as a job or whatever. And we just keep going and going and going. And we say, we hate this. We don't want to roll out of bed in the morning, but I've got to do this. We don't step back and look and say, it's time to go someplace else.
Or better yet.
Because it's hard.
Or you add something in your life that gives you joy. So like when I kept finding myself sick, I took up racquetball so I could beat the crap out of some ball into a wall every day. And so every day after work, between jobs, I would go in there, beat up a racquetball. In what I'd like to go back to what you said about going to that job as an entrepreneur. It just never ends. It's always on you. You're always answering things, those kind of things. I time block, which is really, really nice for me. I mean, it means I only work on certain days of the week. But yesterday I told Brian, I think I might throw in the towel. I'm going to go find a bar and I'm going to sing with the piano every night. And I'm going to stop the speaking gig. I'm going to stop the coaching and I'm just going to hole up. I'm going to go back to being the housewife and singing. And he said, really? I'm like, but it would be easier than what I'm doing now.
Well, I've always heard that. We always look at the fact of the grass is always greener on the other side. Okay. So moving along in the grass is always greener. That job always looks better. You know, even if you work at a fast food restaurant, the other fast food restaurant always looks better.
The waiter last night, he's like, yeah, I took this job because I get off at 9 and I could still go shopping and I could. And he was so happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because his job ended earlier.
It was a recent move. But, you know, we look at that stuff and I've even told my kids this, just because it's bad here, that doesn't mean if you go someplace else that's better, that you're going to have a better boss. You're always dealing with people. You're always having to move forward. You're always having to deal with the same, let's call it politics at this point, on a lower level.
There's BS everywhere.
It's everywhere. So it doesn't matter what you do.
And the thing is there's BS everywhere. And if you're dealing with BS right now, another word for BS? Big story.
Big story.
If you're dealing with a big story now in the place you are, understand that you know that BS and that you know how to adjust around it. You can choose how to work around it. If you leave the BS to go find a greener job,
right,
you don't know what you're getting into. Right. Like right now, I know a lot of people have been complaining about hiring because people come in, work for a day, and then quit. Yeah. So they can get unemployment. But now, they're thinking, well, I'll just keep doing this and I'll just keep getting unemployment. You do realize that
That's actually a job, honestly.
It's a lot more work.
Well, you got to put in, when you do it, I thought about this, you know.
Applying.
You have to constantly be applying to different places and constantly interviewing so that you can work for 2 weeks so that you can go back on unemployment.
Like, go find a place and hang out there, get to know the people and be part of that tribe, that family, right. And be. And then when you run into BS, you have to realize, is this permanent? Or is this temporary? Is this an emotional thing? Or is it a seasonal thing? Is this something I can live with or not? But the bouncing from job to job to job just because you don't want to have a job is a job.
It kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Yes. I mean, I've met doctors and nurses and people who are looking for jobs, and they go through rigorous interviews, mm-hmm. like 20 interviews, and they're deep, and they have to fly out to another state to go take this crazy interview. And after months of all this interview process, they get down to it and they do, "We're sorry, you're not the person we're looking for." Okay, that is mind-boggling, boggling, because they've been working for months at this one interview to be said, "Yeah, you're not a jive." That is very frustrating. But then you have to look at that again. Do you really want to work for a company who's going to drag you around like that and then not give you a decent answer?
You know, sometimes too, and I'm thinking of a comment that was just made like really recently here. I totally lost what I was going to say, but I'm thinking
coaching, judging you.
I'm thinking about the coaching and the judging you comment, and you always have somebody that is coaching you. You always have somebody who's judging you, but you always have somebody who's coaching you for their purposes.
Grooming you.
They're grooming. Yes. That's kind of the new political term nowadays. Mm-hmm. They're being groomed for this. Usually it's put in a worse context, but yeah. It's always constantly happening and it's always changing. Do you want to stay in those situations? That's one of the things I was going to say, because the coaching thing threw me off here. But even if you're one of those people who are in a multi-level marketing kind of entrepreneurship or direct sales or something like that, call it what you will, they're all pretty much the same. We all understand them. But a lot of times we look at those and go, you know, I could go to this company and this company's got better opportunities, better benefits, if you want to call them that. The prizes are bigger or whatever. So a lot of people will actually literally move approximately every 6 months. It's actually a fact. They will move MLM or direct sales companies about every 6 to 12 months.
Wow.
6 to 8 months, actually. And it's surprising, I know, but it's a true fact. So if you talk to somebody that you're trying to recruit today that's in an MLM, wait 6 months and check at them again. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's the way it is. Now, they may tell you in 6 months, "Oh, I'm happy where I'm at." Well, that's good. But also think about your own self. Are you doing the same thing? Are you taking advantages of the situation that you have and the system that you're working rather than changing? Because if you're not taking advantage of the system here or working the system here, you're not going to work the system there. So think about that on your own self, too. You know, now within our MLMs and stuff, we have a lot of oorah type stuff. Go, you know, go Billy, go, you know, and that's to motivate you to get you forward. And a lot of us look at it and go, "I'm not so much into the rah-rah sessions," but well, you know what? Those rah-rah sessions help us, because when we're talking about the vibe and tribe thing,
they motivate a lot of people.
Right. They help motivate you. It's a positive energy. It's a positive environment. It's an exciting environment. And now it becomes your environment if you're working with it.
In other words, find what's good in where you are. If you think this is a lot of BS, I don't want to be here anymore kind of thing, find the silver lining and then look around and realize in all the pretty, fancy, beautiful things you see on Facebook or other people talking about their jobs, they're not telling you about the bad stuff. They're not telling you about the things that they cannot stand. When you look at people on Facebook who, "I've made this much money today and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, I love it, I'm," realize they're not saying, "I haven't slept for 5 days. I'm this and that." They're not telling you all the negative things. They're only telling you the good things.
Right.
So don't look at other people and compare. Look at where you are, Assess where you are and see where you can grow and make it better. If it's something that just makes you so violently ill that you cannot go to work there anymore, go find another job. But if you're just there and you're just like, I cannot stand working next to this guy. This guy is just annoying. Then move away from that guy. You know, say, can I transfer to another place? Or, you know, Brian.
Kind of gal, human, any other human, whatever. Yes.
Or say, Brian, you know what? We need to switch sides next time. And that's it. I mean, whatever it is you need to do to make it better. But don't just leave to leave.
Well, you know, I don't know if this has ever been said or not. And I'm sure it probably has.
I'm about to sneeze.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Keep going.
But you've heard the story, the grass is greener on the other side. That usually refers to a fence. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because there's more piles of cow manure.
Because it's fertilized a heck of a lot.
It's fertilized a lot more. So when you jump the fence, you might be jumping into something that you don't know that you're jumping into. Because it's all pretty with the grass grown.
That's a good point.
It's probably been said, and there's probably some kind of a little thing.
Actually, they say the grass is always green on the other side of the fence because the other person's watering it. That's what they usually say. Water your own grass.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But Brian's right. It could just be full of manure. And that's why it's so green. And you might not want to go over there because it's probably a lot stinkier than where you are now.
You just never know.
No.
But it's part of our human life and human nature that we're always looking for that next best thing or the better, you know, something that's better. But we really don't know until we're into the situation. I mean, how many times have you picked up a hobby that, oh, I don't know, you're going to, since I'm working on my bathroom, I've decided to be a carpenter and remodel my bathroom. Oh, it's so easy. All I got to do is throw on get a paintbrush and a roller and I can be done in 30 minutes. And then when you get into there, you realize you got to fix this hole or that patch this, or you did something wrong here and you painted the wrong thing. And now that little simple project becomes something that's monstrosity.
So back to your vibe attracts your tribe, which is our topic today.
We really didn't get too far off track.
No, we're still on track. Right. It's just your vibe attracts your tribe. I was in a negative negative headspace because I let myself be surrounded by negativity. I could not see out of the negative. Even with Brian. Brian usually makes me laugh. And I'm like, huh. But
geez, thanks.
It wasn't enough because there was so much burden on me that he couldn't outweigh it. It took a crowd of people of cheering and laughing and singing together that I went, oh, there I am. And Brian's like, oh, thank goodness. I'm not used to you being grumpy. And so the thing is what's are you surrounded with? If you're in a job and you actually like it, but the people you hang out with hate it and they keep complaining, rest assured, you will find something wrong with the job that you actually like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So be careful who you're surrounding yourself with because your vibe will attract your tribe, but vice versa, your tribe's vibe will convert you to whatever they are doing.
So the question is asked, how do we upgrade that vibe? I think that's a good question.
Have you ever seen the movie History of the World Part 1?
I recall it, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
It was the guy, what's the funny?
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks made this movie. It would never be made nowadays, but there's a scene where Madeleine Kahn is a queen and she's walking by the gladiator dudes, not the gladiators. Yeah, I think it's gladiators. She says, yes, no, 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 yes, no, 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 yes, no, no, yes, no, 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 no.
I guess I'm going to have to go back and watch this one.
Well, anyways, choose your tribe. When you're associating with people and you're at work and you do, you know, I really like this guy. There's something about her, but I'll give her a chance because she's next to him. Doesn't really mean that works that way. You may be able to jive with the first person, but not the other person. So you don't have to bring them in. Well, she's only kind of negative sometimes. Okay. She's kind of negative sometimes and she doesn't know you. Once she knows you, that's going to amplify. I say that about relationships too. Whatever you didn't like when you were dating, when you get married, it will amplify. It will be 10 times that much. So you better be something you can deal with. So when you are at work and you want to divide yourself out on How do you choose that tribe? That's the question Brian asked. Is you be very cognizant. Stop talking and listen. Go into that group that you're hanging out with. Stop talking and listen to how they interact. The person who's talking about the other person who's not there, drop them out. Don't talk to them. They are not one that you want to be with. If you're one of those people who are talking about everybody else, when they don't want you either. So be the friend that you need. And you will find those other people.
I'm going to take a little bit of a different angle at there, because I agree with you. And you're talking about choosing your own tribe. Well, we also talk about we attract our tribe.
You do.
Our vibe attracts the tribe. So how do you change your vibe?
That's what I'm saying.
Our vibe be personally.
Be the person
right.
you want to well, be associated with.
I think the question, though, requires the answer of you've got to self-improve yourself. You've got to look at yourself and go, am I really positive, negative? Am I hanging around? We always talk about the five people we hang around.
Like I said, be the person you right. want to be with. You
but we have, sometimes with. We have to learn to be that though.
That's what I said. Be it. Go, go be it. If you need more a certification, go to YouTube and get it. Go wherever you need to do. If you want a mindset change because you tend to be more negative and critical, go get a mindset shift.
This is a kid's show.
No, yeah. Go no, get a shift in your mindset. Go find a coach like me. Go find a coach. Find a mentor. Watch somebody that you think and you feel is very positive. Watch them. There are so many Gold Coast videos. Go learn.
Right.
Go be the person you want to be, right. and you will draw the people you want,
right.
the people you connect with. Anyone who's hung out with me knows I'm a very high energy, incredibly powerfully positive human. I almost glow, okay?
So you're inviting them all to karaoke?
Yes. Honestly, I think karaoke is great because no matter what, if you can sing or you can't, it's a great release of energy and it's just fun. But
well, coaches are one thing. I get coaches, and I think all of us get that. But two, we can't forget about those mentors in our lives.
Yes, Joe, be the person you want to be around.
Right, exactly. But you also, sometimes we have things that we need to get off of our chest or cry on somebody's shoulder.
Yeah.
And that can be either a friend, a good friend, whatever, but it also can be our religious.
It could be a counselor. It could be
pastors or counselors or whatever. Some people require to pay a bunch of money to get a counselor, but you know, pastors are free in most cases, I think.
Well, and my thing is.
Or rabbis, whatever you call them.
People think just because you want to be a certain kind of person and you want to draw a certain person, that you must maintain that mentality. You must maintain that status. Always be happy. Never be negative. Never be sad. No, you're human. You're allowed to have a bad day. And that's why I posted it on my Facebook page. People think that I'm always perpetually happy. Am I perpetually happy?
No. But I also know you on a personal level. So there's a difference between a personal level and a public level. And yes, there should be more. I think there should be more of an outpouring of positiveness when you're in public.
Yeah.
And private is where you can let those feelings go. But there's also a big difference between two-faced.
I let him into my inner circle. But that's why I let on Facebook. I let you all know I'm having a bad couple of days. I'm still pretty cheery. You notice the tone of my voice. I'm very direct right now. That kinder, gentler Michelle is a little off right now because I'm in like aggressive mode. I want you to see that I am incredibly positive. I love everybody. I accept everyone. And I believe in everyone. I'm human and I have bad days. It doesn't mean I'm going to run around and go around and do, I don't like you and beat people up or be, you know,
was it the
Karen and start complaining about everybody and call the police? No, that's not what I'm saying when you're having a bad day. Just have a bad day. I'm off. I'm not the happy, cheery, bubbly person that I normally am. And that's okay.
Right.
365 days a year, I tend to be. Okay, I'm going to give myself 3 days. You can give yourself a week. You can give yourself a month. That's what vacations are for. Or that's why you go off and read a book under a tree. Because not everyone can be on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we have TV that goes off. Well, not anymore. It's all live stream. But That's like, there's things that go off. Okay. Your body is allowed to go off. Your brain is allowed to go off. But the side note here, as I'm looking at Brian, you need to find someone that you can trust, that you can talk to. Mm-hmm. When you can't find someone to, yes, I'm pretty spicy, Jim. When you can't find a counselor or someone to go to immediately, because I was really, really depressed the other day. And I reached out to three people. And I realized I only reached out to three people. And it was like, they're the three people I knew who wouldn't get depressed with me. I know that sounds strange. And I couldn't get to a counselor. I couldn't get to anything like that. So I used these kind of people, my friends. And so I went to him and I went to my husband, of course. And I went to Ken Rashawn, Dr. Smiley. And I said, I don't feel right. And none of them went, oh, I'm sad too. They didn't go down with me. And that's what I needed.
I'm going to try that the next time.
Yeah. What he did was, you're not going to make me like have to dress up or anything, are you? And I'm like, no. You're pushing the button. You're lowering the desk.
I saw that.
Well, anyways, so that's the thing. Find sounding boards in your life that you can trust them with secrets that I'm having a really bad day. Help me out of this. Or better yet, because these guys were all really good. All three of them were really good. I'm having a really bad day. I need you to listen. Don't say anything. And they let me just talk.
The nail in the head video.
Yeah. What's wrong? Well, you got it. Don't tell me about it. But they just let me talk. And at the end of it, they said, that's not a really good idea. And of course, I talked to Dr. Shelley because she noticed me change. And I don't know how she noticed, but she did.
Well, when you know somebody well enough, you can usually tell.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like you always talk about when you walk into a room, the room can feel your presence. Well,
you told me that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever. I don't remember all the compliments I give. But when, you know, you use that as an idea, but also too, if somebody knows you well enough, they can tell that you're off.
Yeah.
They know there's something that's eating at you or whatever you want to call
it. She noticed it from Facebook.
Yeah. Well, you can tell in verbiage.
I said something on Facebook and she wrote and said, are you okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Shelley.
It's just, you can tell when you know somebody well enough, you can feel it. You can see it, whatever. It's like people who get up on stage. If you know them well enough, you can tell whether they're hyperventilating underneath, freaking out, they don't know their lines, any of that kind of stuff. All you have to do is look at them and you can tell. You can tell by their breathing rates.
Body language.
Some of it's body language. Some of it's eye contact. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Some of it is just a plain and simple feeling. And sometimes that's when you have to step back. Me as a using the nail in the head theory and being the guy. Okay. Looking at it and going, are you okay? And leaving it that. And if you're going to tell me, you're going to tell me, you know, and I don't mean just you, it could be anybody. I mean, I've grown up all of my life with somebody crying on my shoulder. I mean, when I was a kid and, you know, like in junior high school and high school, I can't tell you how many girls cried on my shoulder. Do I remember their stories? No, because they weren't important to me. It's something that I can take. And what was the word that we were talking about the other day? Disassociating or categorizing? Departmentalizing.
Yeah, compartmentalizing.
Compartmentalize. You know, if you're kind of person who cannot compartmentalize, then you might not be the person that everybody wants to talk to. But if you are the kind of person to do it, everybody wants to talk to you because they know that you're not going to throw it back in their face.
And that's pretty much how I was all through. I was the mediator through school because I was the one who can listen to anyone's problem and not judge.
And then there's the other one. You just get that the maternal instinct. Okay. Joan brings up the fact of
she knows it.
She can feel it. So we get that, you know, we have that thing of twins. Where twins can feel each other on opposite sides of the country.
My little brother and sister know when each other is not off, when the other one's off. Right. They know it. It's so cool.
Yeah. Well, Julie gets that same thing. She gets it with her family and all those other. I don't see much of it. I don't feel much of it, but Julie gets it.
That's because you're an insensitive clod. No, just kidding.
Gee whiz.
No, I'm thinking Saturday Night Live. Jane, you insensitive.
I don't know. I'm looking at this thing. This is really weird. It's driving me crazy. It's crooked. Anyway, I keep playing with it.
Wax that thing down. Well, anyways,
we're at our 30-minute mark. Shall we talk more, or shall we?
We do have six senses. Some do, and I think really that's what happened to me with my negative energy thing. Was I brought a lot of negative back with me from New Orleans, but
well, that's a creepy place anyway.
It was.
I mean, I've never actually been there, but I've seen plenty of stories on the place.
All I can tell you is, people are strange. When you're with strangers, faces look ugly when you're alone. It was different. Yeah. Anyways, I want to say your vibe does attract your tribe. So raise your vibe. Be the best version of you unapologetically. Learn, train, find mentors, find coaches, find counselors, whatever you need to do to move yourself to the next level, because you will draw who you are to you.
Or go fishing.
But remember, vice versa, you are the summation of the 5 to 10 people that you hang out with. So if you're with a group of people who are turkeys, guarantee you, you're a turkey, not an eagle. If you want to be with eagles, you're going to have to look hard and wide, because eagles tend to fly alone. So you'd have to find them.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me think, when you're, let's take a Steve Jobs. When you're at that level, where do you go? Because you are an eagle at that point. And I'm only using him as an example.
No, I'm saying, it's, I'm not even that high up. Okay. And it's lonely.
Yeah. Where do you go when you're at that pinnacle, if you will? Mm-hmm. You pay for it.
You find somebody like, if when I make it to my Oprah level that I talk about, I'm going to hire Chopra. Deepak Chopra to be my personal guide. Look him up. He's amazing.
Is he a, what do they call those guys?
He's like a philosopher, but he's.
Yeah, but there's brilliant. Another name, the Indian name for him. They're
a guru.
Guru.
But he's brilliant. But I love reading his books. I love listening to things that he does. So the thing is no matter what level you're at, you do need to find a tribe, okay? I don't care if you're the president of a company. You must find other presidents of companies. Mm-hmm. I was just reading a book, Think and Grow Rich for Women, because I'm still in the 13 Steps to Riches series. And I met Sharon Lecter at the last event I was at in Arizona. And she lists all these women organizations for like presidents and CEOs, because she says women need guidance from other women, not just men. They sometimes need a bonding of women, but you have to be at the same level so they can understand the issues you're having. So whatever you're at, I'm pretty sure there's a group for it. Okay. Go find a tribe, make one if you want to, but yeah, go create.
That's what all the insurance guys do, is they make their own network. Networking group for insurance people.
Say,
and realtors, they make their own too, because they can't get into any other one.
Well, like one of my queen authors, she's Emmy Archuleta. She's here in Colorado Springs. She's like, I need a tribe of women who are like superwomen, who do a lot and, you know, don't bicker and don't gossip. Just, they're going to be Wonder Women. She started a group called the Wonder Women. And then she and Allie combined forces and they do a group here in Colorado Springs called the Wonder Women. Whatever event.
Can I go?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I always wonder that, which takes us off in a total squirrel. So I don't want to go there at this moment.
Yes, you can go.
But I'm also, I understand that. But I understand women helping women. But I don't understand why you can have a women's group, but you can't have a men's group in some cases.
You can have
a men's group. Understand the politics or
I think you can have a men's
group. The hypocrisy, if you will, behind it.
But I think a lot of men wouldn't show up. They wouldn't share as much as women do. Women share and say, you know what? My business is really struggling. The men will do, well, my business is doing pretty good. And then go to their office and do, holy crap, what am I doing? But a woman will say, I'm in trouble. And I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm kind of putting a man's perspective on this, because I have a feminine side myself, you know, but
we all do.
The book you have in your hand, Think and Grow Rich for Women. Well, Think and Grow Rich is for any human being.
The original book.
So why is it got to be for women?
Because the original book, Think and Grow Rich, was written by Napoleon Hill. And he wrote it from an 80-year-old man's point of view. Therefore, men. So he gave all of his examples of corporate men and how the men made it through. She made it for women to show women in the corporate level who have succeeded, just success stories of women at high levels. Because when you look at the original book, you're only talking to, you know, Ford and, you know, people who, what?
That's not big print either.
No.
You know how long it would take me to read that?
Anyways, but she put this book together so that women will have examples of powerful women. It's just like what we complain about dolls and things growing up. When I'm 54, well, soon 54. All the dolls when I was growing up were white Barbies. So I never understood that brown babies didn't exist except here in my family. You see, so you need to give people examples of what they can see. That whole controversy of, you know, there's a black Little Mermaid. It's for the little kids who don't see themselves in cartoons. It's that simple. It's a cartoon. Don't.
By the way, the trailer's terrible. Have you seen the trailer?
I don't watch TV. I don't see anything.
It's on YouTube.
I don't watch that kind of
stuff. It's really dark and you can't even see what's going on. And I mean, it's supposed to be a live action, so you would expect to be able to see it. But I watched the trailer and it's like, okay, what does it mean? Because I can't see any of the trailer. Hmm. It's really bad.
Anyways, your vibe attracts your tribe. Choose well. If you want a better tribe to be around to attract to you, then be that person that you want to be pulled towards you. And then if you're in a group of people who aren't not the people you really want to hang out with, then you need to find a new tribe, or you will become them. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for letting me ramble, because I'm still processing.
I don't know. I think we've done a pretty good job today.
I liked it.
I think I liked it too.
It was raw.
Raw.
And should we open one more chocolate here? We need to each.
Oh, we're going to see what our fate is. This is like opening, what do they call those things? Fortune cookies?
Because I'm telling you, all of them had said.
Did you know they got all the really cool stuff in the fortune cookies?
That's not chicken?
Yeah, pretty much.
Every one of them said your vibe attracts your tribe.
And, this is a long one. So our words of advice today coming from Rachel Washington. Keep life moving forward. Looking backward is only for time travelers.
Same one I got.
There's something to be said about it. Always look forward, or else you're a time traveler.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Exactly. Anyhow, we will see you all later, and have a great, time.
Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Got the glasses this time.
Wait, don't push the button. Wait.
Peace.